Resilience amid adversity, pushing back. When times get tough, leaders have choices. They can cut jobs, which might hurt profits in the long run, or they can enhance internal operations, demanding precise project management. Projects need resources and have clear start and end points. They require a strategic approach that includes 1. Defining success. Nail down what success looks like by figuring out where to invest and what returns we can expect from those investments. 2. Project manager's role. How do project managers engage with line managers, with executives, with the entire organization? 3. Involving executives. To what extent should executives get involved, and how should they do it? 16 points to project management maturity. To become a project management expert and enhance your project skills, follow these 16 essential principles. 1. Opt for a project management approach. When companies realize they need to organize their projects better, they often start with a method called stage gate. In this approach, the project moves through different phases, with each phase leading to a gate. These gates are like checkpoints that the project must pass through to proceed to the next phase. It's essential to keep the number of gates reasonable, ideally no more than 6. Having too many gates can result in the project team spending too much time on reviews instead of focusing on completing the project. The key to successful project management is to develop processes that can be repeated. Effective methodologies have these key features. 1. They're detailed enough. 2. They use templates and standard reports. 3. They're flexible and can fit different projects. 4. They blend into the company vibe. 5. They take a big picture approach. 2. Streamlined project oversight. Modern companies need to juggle multiple projects efficiently, aiming for speed and quality. To achieve this, they must adopt a mindset that prioritizes project management maturity. This means having a clear philosophy that guides the company's approach to handling projects. And everyone in the organization must understand and accept this philosophy. To kickstart this new direction, set up a project office with key roles: a project manager, an assistant project manager, and a project team. The success of this initiative hinges on choosing the right people to lead it. Your team needs folks with top-notch technical skills, as well as the ability to plan, solve conflicts, and bring people together. Conflict is bound to happen in projects, so a smart project manager should be able to figure out where it's coming from and why. Project teams work together, which makes them susceptible to disruption. When assembling your team, steer clear of personalities that can derail progress, like the blocker, aggressor, dominator, devil's advocate, topic jumper, recognition seeker, and withdrawer. Instead, choose folks who are supportive and will contribute positively. 3. Project success starts with solid plans. Planning and executing are key skills for a project manager. Planning involves setting goals and establishing the necessary procedures to achieve them. Each project plan should include 1. Objective, what you want to achieve. 2. Program, your plan to get there. 3. Schedule. When things happen, consider what needs to be done and when resources are available. Think of it like using critical chain project management to make sure everything fits together smoothly. 4. Budget. How much money do you expect to spend? 5. Forecast. What you think will happen at certain points in the future. 6. Organization. Who does what in the project? 7. Policy. The rules everyone follows. 8. Procedure. Step-by-step instructions for following a policy. 9. Standard. What level of performance is good enough? Compose a statement of work, SOW, and project specifications, incorporating clear timelines, milestones, and a final reporting date. Adhering to the schedule necessitates recognizing key milestones, which should influence the timeline. Additionally, delineate a work breakdown for each project to facilitate organized task management. Identify any dependencies, such as bottlenecks or tasks requiring completion before project progression. Established methodologies like the Program Evaluation and Review Technique, PRT, and the Graphical Evaluation and Review Technique, GRT, are reliable means to achieve this. To figure out how risky your project is, look at similar projects from the past. For instance, research and development projects tend to be pretty risky. You can also make charts showing how likely different risks are to happen. 4. Define clear goals to control project scope. Your company's main goal is to finish projects on time, within budget, and with minimal changes to the plan. The project scope is all the tasks your team needs to do to make the required stuff. But projects hardly ever end without some extra tasks sneaking in. Good managers work hard to stop or limit these changes, whether they come from eager team members, higher-ups, or even customers. To keep projects on track, you need a clear scope statement that lays out what the project aims to achieve and what it will deliver. When any changes come up, always check them against this statement. When setting goals, everyone must understand the cost of quality. This means making sure things are done right the first time, even though it might be pricey. But if you don't stick to high quality, the cost of nonconformance, or the price you pay for mistakes, can end up being even higher. So aim to get it right from the get-go. 5. Cost and schedule management are inseparable. Messing up the schedule means messing up the budget. When you're figuring out how a schedule change affects costs, keep this in mind. If you delay, you end up paying more. So, when you're planning how much something will cost and when it'll be done, think about Parkinson's laws. One says that work expands to fit the time, and the other says spending matches the budget. Be realistic when you plan. 6. Choose effective managers. Project managers come in different flavors, each suited to different kinds of projects. Some thrive under intense pressure, perfect for short-term gigs. Others excel in the long game, taking on missions that require careful planning. The success of a project often hangs on having the right manager, someone with planning chops, team-building skills, conflict resolution abilities, admin experience, and the technical know-how for tasks like cost-benefit analysis. But beyond skills, certain traits matter more. Leadership, adaptability, knowing when to step up, a dash of ambition, good communication, and decisiveness. Great project managers grasp their businesses, excel in managing risks, and adeptly bridge functional divides. According to Paul Hersey and Kenneth H. Blanchard, creators of The Life Cycle Theory of Leadership, the best way to evaluate project management leadership involves adjusting your leadership style based on your colleagues' readiness to shoulder responsibility. Essential project management principles. The other essential project management principles are 7. Roles of manager and project sponsor. Managers and project sponsors have different gigs. Execs want facts as sponsors, not as managers. Project managers often deal with two kinds of sponsors, the MIA types who vanish, or the micromanagers who can't get enough. Before diving in, it's crucial to chat openly about what sponsors are supposed to do. 8. Empower line managers' engagement. The success of a project often depends on getting the backing of managers in different departments. When a part of the team feels threatened, they're more likely to push back against the changes that new projects bring. Salespeople might worry about their commissions, while marketers may fear losing control over their creative work. On the other hand, manufacturing and design teams usually accept new projects more easily because they use them more often. Project managers need resources that are under the control of line managers. 9. Focus on deliverables rather than resources. Projects exist to achieve tangible, measurable results, also known as deliverables. The primary goal is to produce these deliverables. Once you know what you need to produce, you can figure out how to gather the resources needed to make it happen. 10. Promote communication, cooperation, and trust. Building solid communication, cooperation, and trust is crucial. Poor communication often stems from different perspectives on the same situation and the influence of emotions and past experiences. But good communication can bridge these gaps. It's essential to steer clear of communication traps where trust erodes, making communication even tougher. 11. Incentivize project and line managers. When a project succeeds, make sure everyone gets credit. Avoid taking all the credit because you'll need everyone's help again next time. 12. Streamline meetings. Cut worthless ones. Watch out for the activity trap. It's when you mistake busyness for progress. If meetings aren't pushing you forward, change them up or ditch them. 13. Rapid problem resolution. Address problems quickly, efficiently, and inexpensively. In top-notch company cultures, folks are encouraged to speak up when they encounter challenges. Keep the communication flowing early and often. 14. Project progress evaluation, regular assessment. To stay on track, it's crucial to establish clear standards and metrics. These help us measure how well we're doing and catch any problems early on. Regularly checking our progress lets us know if we're heading in the right direction or if there are issues we need to address. 15. Use project management software as a tool. Great planning and leadership are key in any project. While software isn't a magic fix, it's important, especially when juggling multiple projects. Some top-notch critical chain software includes Concerto, PS8, ProChain, and ProChain Plus. 16. Thoroughly educate people. Set up a training program to boost our project management skills across the board. We'll keep everyone in the loop by regularly sharing lessons learned from ongoing projects. This training isn't just for project managers or sponsors, it's for everyone, from team members to general employees. Because we want to make sure the company and our customers benefit big time. By spreading best practices throughout the organization, we're not just improving ourselves, we're leveling up our whole operation. Resolve issues. Here are some pointers to help you avoid problems. 1. The most valuable and least used word in a project manager's vocabulary is no. 2. You can con a sucker into committing to an unreasonable deadline, but you can't bully him into meeting it. 3. The more ridiculous the deadline, the more it costs to try to meet it. 4. What is not on paper has not been said. 5. What you don't know hurts you. 6. Projects progress quickly until they become 90% complete. Then they remain 90% complete forever. 7. Project teams aren't fans of progress reporting because it reveals their lack of progress. For companies serious about rocking project success and promoting a winning project-focused vibe, regular strategic planning is key. This means taking time to think big about project management. Key points. 1. Define clear project goals to control scope and minimize changes, focusing on achieving tangible, measurable results. 2. Promote open communication, cooperation, and trust to bridge gaps and avoid communication traps. 3. Choose effective project managers based on their adaptability, leadership, and technical skills to ensure project success. 4. Select a streamlined project management approach with clear milestones and regular progress evaluation. 5. Empower line managers' engagement and incentivize collaboration to ensure project resources and support. 6. Prioritize rapid problem resolution and regular project progress assessment to catch issues early and maintain momentum. 7. Utilize project management software as a tool to enhance planning, leadership, and coordination across multiple projects.